This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, tomorrow on this subject, we start with results from some of the big banks, including Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase. The assumption is that 2018 is going to be good for banks with the new tax law and talk of regulatory rollbacks. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
All those fourth quarter earnings coming out of the banking sector this week, Brian Ferran, a partner at Autonomous Research, says ignore them.
Headline numbers are going to be a mess.
A mess, he says, because of how banks are incorporating the new tax rate. They crammed in any expense they could on last year's books when they could write things off at a 35% tax rate, not this year's 21%. So while these numbers might look low, Stephen Bigger at Argus Research says banks are sound because the economy is.
Broad thinking is that consumer spending is going to be up a little bit. Loan growth is probably going to increase a bit. Business investment.
Unemployment still sits at 4%, and there's now talk of wage growth. Jim Senegal at Morningstar says banks are even less likely to suffer loan defaults.
When the economy is doing well, everyone is paying back their loans. That's another benefit the banks have had over the last couple of years and one that looks to continue going forward.
Given that, he says we'll see banks competing with each other again.
So if you have a little bit of extra money to spend, the first thing you're going to do is try to win some customers.
Which could mean lower interest rates or higher incentives to do that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.